two mothers are straddling babies. In the background of one video, a pair of siblings launch exercise balls at each other. Six or so households are on a Zoom video call so the kids can have a chance to see each other's faces.
Hi, Emma. Hi, Peyton.
Hi.
But sitting down for a conversation isn't how kids normally interact. They don't have a lot to say, but they seem content staring at familiar faces on the screen. One of the parents, Annie Cochran, suggests the families connect through online games.
If anybody's like super tech savvy and knows how we can compete switch to switch, I'd be open to take on any other mom.
You can.
But there are limits in how much you can do online, especially when you have a rural Alaskan internet connection, as another parent, Becky Trimble, found out when her virtual time slowed down.
GCI's been working in our neighborhood for like 2 hours today. So my internet is super slow.
Still, the families enjoy checking in with each other. They coo over newborns.
What? Look at Jonas's chubby cheeks. Oh my gosh, he's growing too big. And I don't get a hold of him. This is so heartbreaking.
They show off kids' haircuts. Homemade, of course.
So guys, George got a haircut last night. It's the second haircut I've ever done. Look at it. Oh, you know, for my second one, it's doing okay.
Families give updates on private birthday parties and sympathize with each other on the challenges of homeschooling. At one point, the virtual participants share a physical moment when baby Thanos barfs all over his mom.
Poor Charlene! Poor!
We've all been there before.
After an hour, the families hang up and go their separate ways. But they'll be back next week to share more updates on life stuck at home. Elizabeth Jacobson organizes the meeting through the Bethel Evangelical Covenant Church, and she says any parents and kids are welcome to join. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.